This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Two men snowmobiling near Corona Pass in Grand County were killed after being caught in an avalanche. The first victim was found Saturday and the second on Sunday. Both were men in their 50s from northern Colorado. Their full identities have not been yet released. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reports considerable avalanche risk in the area the two were recreating in. The Republican-controlled House is expected to do away with proxy voting. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that several Colorado lawmakers used the process since the start of the pandemic.
Democrat Ed Perlmutter had the most proxy voting request letters on file, 20 over two Congresses. While he tested positive for COVID twice, many lawmakers used proxy voting for reasons other than being sick. GOP freshman Lauren Boebert requested to use proxy voting 17 times in her first term. Republican Doug Lamborn asked 10 times, Democrat Diana DeGette 15 total, Joe Neguse 13, and Jason Crow 3 times. Some requests covered multiple votes across multiple days. Republican Ken Buck is the only Colorado lawmaker never to use proxy voting since it was instituted in 2020. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Agilent is expanding in Colorado. The life sciences company plans to spend more than $700 million to double its manufacturing capacity in Frederick. The project is expected to create about 160 jobs. Agilent is headquartered in California, but it currently employs 700 people in Colorado. This is CPR News.